I'm Yanke from class TO4. For this remote learning, I watched a video about investigating rocks. In the video, I observed that the teacher first engaged the children into the lesson by reading the book, If You Find a Rock. The teacher asked the class on what they might find when they break open a rock, which develops the children's process skills on predicting. She asked the questions, how can we find out what's inside the rock, and what are the tools can we use to encourage children to stimulate their involvement in the anticipation of future activities. At the same time, she wrote down the children's answers on the board to represent the children's understanding. The teacher, as a provider of materials, also showed children the materials they needed, such as a hammer, geodes, and goggles. She then moved the class from the circle time area to the floor for the children to explore by breaking the geodes on their own, which develops their process skill on experimenting. The teacher played a part as a facilitator and a guide here. After the activity, she went into the topic of inside and outside to encourage children to create links to the real world, such as the inside and outside of fruits. For the stacking of rocks activity, the teacher asked questions to the children, such as, why do you think the rocks are falling over, when there were more than 7 or 8 rocks being stacked? This encourages children to experiment on using other rocks so that the tower can be built taller. Children then sketch their towers, which emphasizes on their observing and recording processing skills. The teacher then understands the children's perspective by asking them about their work. This allows her to understand their learning. During the nature walk, the teacher brought the children outdoors to the stream. She followed with what the children were curious about when children started to pick up and throw the rocks into the stream. They discussed about what the sound was made when they threw the rock inside the stream. When the teacher demonstrated to children about what they can find under a rock, a child used a stick as a familiar resource to lift up a heavy rock, which developed his experimenting skill as he looked for an alternative to lift up the rock instead of his hands. For the nature walk, the teacher entered a reflection session with the children. They also brought the rocks from the stream as a concrete material for the children. It encourages children to look back and think about what they have done during the activity earlier. Children were encouraged to paint on the rock as well. This develops their creativity and it encourages them to develop their self-regulation. From this video, I have learned that teachers play a big part of teaching an inquiry-based lesson as they first engage the children, provide materials, and guide children to develop their learning. During an inquiry-based lesson, it is important that the teacher makes the lesson as engaging as possible so that children will develop process skills and allow them to connect their learning to their real-world experiences. For my question, I am curious about if there are more ways to encourage children to take part in the lesson at the engage phase of the 5E model. This is because I've noticed that teachers tend to use books, videos, and songs to engage the children into the lesson.